everybody. The last 2 weeks we learned in Yonei Chanukah. I think we left off in the middle of the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis. I'd like to thank the whole Chabura for the Chanukah gelt that he gave me. It was really an awful lot. I appreciate it very much. We left off with the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, where it lists off all the mitzvahs that require a minyan in order to fulfill them. So some of them are considered Dabash HaBikdusha, but not all of them. They don't all seem to be based on the Aloch of Dabash HaBikdusha. So the Mishnah says, Ein person malashma, Lifrois means to break in half. Like the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Navi tells Lachmecha, break off the wealthy people, have more than enough bread. So break off some of the bread and give it to the anim. So kedei alchilas pras. If you eat a half a kazayis now and half a kazayis tomorrow, it's not mitztarfim yachad in order to get malchus. You have to eat a kazayis bevasachas. So if you eat a half a kazayis now and half a kazayis 2 minutes later, is it mitztarf or not? So the Gemara says, if from the beginning of the first chatzishir till the end of the second chatzishir, if everything is still kedei achilas pras, the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras is a half of a loaf of bread. How big is the bread? So the Gemara says the bread is masen shtei sudas for an eruv etchumen. If you want to go chutz letchum, you want to go a little bit chutz letchum, so you can make an eruv, leave an eruv etchumen. You can go up by mama that's tachatchum. You don't need an eruv for that. So let's say I'll leave an eruv etchumen almost 2,000 amas away from my home. So then I can walk where I am, from where I am to the box of matzahs or whatever, the jar of pickles or the salami, wherever the food is. That's the Mishnah in Perek Bakol Mi'arvin, the third Perek in Ervin, that says, Bakol Mi'arvin, you can make an eruv etchumen with any kind of food that you want to, but you have to have mazon shtei sudas. You have to have.
If it's bread, you have to have enough bread that would be normal in the days of the Tanaim to eat in two meals. So that's... So, mazon suda achas is half of the loaf of bread. The full loaf of bread that the Mishnayos are talking about is mazon shtei sudas. So that's a machlokes haTanaim in the Mishnah in Erevin. How much bread is that? Is that four kevetzim or is that three kevetzim? And then there's a further machlokes harishonim. What's the ratio between a kezayis and a kevetza? They're different sizes eggs. So we're talking about a beitza beninus and they're different sizes zaysim. Talking about a beitza beninus and a zayis beninus. So what's the ratio between a kezayis beninus and a kevetza beninus? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether a kezayis is shlish beitza or chatzi beitza. That's in Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber quotes the Machloikis, and the Mogen Avraham says, Aloch HaLamaisa, what's the din? With respect to dinim deraisa, you should be machmir, whichever way it turns out to be the Chumra. With respect to dinim derabanan, you can be mekel, whichever direction that turns out. Let's say the first night of Pesach. I think I mentioned one of the big rabbanim, the end of his life, wasn't allowed to eat bread, cake, cookies all year long. He had a thyroid problem. So the first two nights of Pesach, he only ate the whole meal. Every Shabbos Yontov, he never said Amaitzi. He never had a Suda Shabbos to be Yotze. If you have no choice, if you're going to get sick from eating the Suda Shabbos, it's no mitzvah. But on the first two nights of Pesach, he had. So the first night of Pesach, Matzah's Deraisa, so he ate a Kazayis, he ate a Chatzi Beitza. Moshe Enikei, the second night of Pesach, is only Yontov Shemesh Adgol, is only the Rabbanan. So the Magen Avraham says he can; it'll be sufficient. He can be mekel that a shlish beitza is okay. So that's called pras. Pras means half of the bread, half of the standard loaf of bread. What's the standard loaf of bread? The mazon shtei sudas. So the half of that loaf of bread, the mazon suda achas. So if I eat a half a kazayis now and a half a kazayis 2 minutes later, a minute later, it's mitzvah. Even though there was a shtickled pause in between. The law is from the beginning of the first achila, of the first half of gazayis, to the end of the achila of the second half of gazayis. From the beginning to the end, it was within the amount of time that I could have eaten a pras, either four beitzim or three beitzim, and that each beitzim is either two kezesim or three kezesim. So a kezayis took the achilas pras means the amount of time that it would have taken to eat eight times as many, eight kezesim. If you hold that it's four beitzim, a pras is four beitzim, and a kezayis is half of a beitzim. So you have you can eat so slowly that if you can pause in between achila of kezayis, as long as from the beginning to the end, you would have been able to eat eight kezayisim. Well, let's say you hold that it's three beitzim, a pras is three beitzim, and every beitzah has three kezayisim. So that three times three is nine. So you could be mitzaref the first half of kezayis to the second half of kezayis. If you could have eaten in that amount of time, nine kezesim. So if you're eating matzah, usually people eat matzah, they're not mafsig at all. There's no need to rush in eating the matzah. If you eat however much, usually the children go to school and they give them very exaggerated shiurim of how much matzah you have to eat. So if you eat that amount of matzah without pausing at all, that's a kezayis betok kedachilus kezayis. You have so much time, the amount of time that you could have eaten eight kezesim, whatever kezayis is, or nine kezesim, an awful lot of time. If you don't pause at all, then it's a kezayis tuk d'achilas kezayis. Here's a person, let's say, b'froyis ha-pesach, the Mishnah says in Shkolim, that three times, every year you have to give machzah shekel to buy the new karbonis tzibur, to meet the musaf, may have to be purchased with the new machzah shekel money. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They have to start Be'echad Be'odah Mashmim Al Hashkolim. It's going to be later here. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announce everyone should bring in the money, preferably before, a week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because starting the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're going to have to already have ready Machzah Shekel money from the new Machzah Shekel money. Bid the Eved, if you purchase the Karbonah Tzibur from leftover money from last year's Machzah Shekel, it's also good. But to be mekayim in the midst of Mishlei Musa, you should be mafresh. You should take out from this year's Machzah Shekel. Again, the fiscal year goes from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the Beis HaMikdosh. So the korbanos that you're going to, the lechem aponim that you're going to put on the shulchan, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then you're going to take it off and you're going to eat it after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That lechem aponim is supposed to be purchased from the new Machzah Shekel money. So the Mishnah says, "Befreis haPesach." Freis haPesach means a half a month before Pesach. Why? Freis means a half. Ala freis l'orei v'achmecha. Like kedachilus pras is the size of a half of the loaf of bread. The loaf of bread that you would use for a rube tchumen, wasn't shtei sudas. So, achilus pras, a pras of that loaf of bread is masan suda achas. Here also, befreis haPesach. It says they would take three sacks of Machzah Shekel money. They would write Aleph Beis Gimel on the three sacks. We learned that already at the beginning of the parrot. That's called Pros HaPesach, because Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, Sholem Adoshim, Milchus HaPesach. So half of the Shloshim Yom, that's 15 days, that's called Pros HaPesach. So here, person Bal HaShma means you have Birchus Kriyashma, the two brachas before Birchus Kriyashma. So here it says, if you have 10 people daven b'yichidus, that's how Rashi learns over here, you have 10 people daven b'yichidus, and then they gather together, and they didn't say Dvarim Shedekdusha. So they can gather together, after each one already daven, they gather together, and they constitute a minyan, then they're going to say, half of the brachas kriyashma, they're going to say Baruch Hu, then they're going to say the first bracha of the brachas kriyashma, that's called Persim Alashma. You break the brachas kriyashma in half. There are two brachas before shma. So you say the first one. Why didn't they say the first bracha when they daven b'yichidus before? So the rishonim have a major machlokes here. So in order to recite kedusha, the kaddish shimcha ba'olam and the chazaras hashatz, that's davish b'kedusha. To recite kedusha, you don't say the whole pasuk. You say kadosh 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 is part of a pasuk. And the reason why there's no prohibition of a kol psukah de le paske moshe, and non le paskinon, Magen Avraham has two opinions whether that prohibition called Pesukim de Lepaske Moshe only applies to Pesukim in the Chumash Lepaske Moshe, or even applies to Nevi'im Aksuvim. So many are machmir, even Nevi'im Aksuvim. That's why there's an issue, and a lot of Sidurim they say by Vayivarech David, and then you end in the middle of a pasuk. You say Becharesim Ma'abris in big letters. It has it's a new paragraph in big letters. It's mamsh in the middle of a pasuk. So many pasukim say it's not right to pause there. Because not only did we say kol psuk de la paskin Moshe, I'm psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote into the Chumash, the Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, not let us say half a pasuk. Many paskim hold samachlo. Many paskim hold it applies to Nevi'im Ksuvim as well. Not allowed to say an incomplete pasuk. But when you're saying kedusha, you're not saying it b'toras pasuk. You're saying it b'toras kedusha. So that's not an isa kol psuk de la paskin Moshe. If you would have been saying it b'toras psukim, you wouldn't need a minyan. It wouldn't be a davish of kedusha. But because you're not saying the whole pasuk, so you're saying it b'toras kedusha. Kadosh shimcha ba'olam kshehish magdisha ma'isa dishmei morim. You're saying kedusha like the malachim say kedusha. So to recite kedusha, that's a davish of kedusha, and you need a minyan. So half of the rishonim learn shat over here. The people daven shachris b'yichidus. 10 people daven shachris. Bichidus, and then they gathered together. When they said the first bracha of Kriyashma, they didn't say Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is a Dovish of Bikdusha. And they didn't say a big chunk of the first bracha. The Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Hu Hashem and Kaimai, are considered a Dovish of Bikdusha not only in the middle of Chazaras HaShas, even the Kedusha in Birchas Kriyashma. Yotza Amaris, that's also considered Dovish Bikdusha, so they left that out. So when the 10 people gathered together later, they don't have to say over the Kriyashma, but have to say over the first bracha of Kriyashma, because they didn't say Baruch Hu, and they didn't say the Kedusha, so they have to say that part that they didn't say before. We don't follow that opinion. A lot of people, some of my best friends, daven at home, and they don't, and they say the whole first bracha. So that's not a problem. Saying Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That's like saying Psukim. Even though you're not saying the whole Pasuk, it sounds like you're saying a B'toris Kedusha, but we're not. We're saying Kodesh Yishimcha. We're not saying, we're saying Kedusha. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Malachim, and the Malachim say Kedusha, and this is what they say, so we're quoting the Malachim. We're not saying our own Kedusha. So we assume La Halacha that it's permissible, even if a person davens B'yichidus. Not only can he recite the Bruchas Kriyashma, he can't say Baruch, he can't say Kaddish, but he says the whole Bruchah Rishayna of Kriyashma. So why is he Paris HaLashma over here? Why is that? So the other Rishayim explained, the Kesem Mishnah has a long piece of this, these two Shitas. The Ritva has a piece of it. So the second Shita is, they have to say Baruch. Baruch is clearly a Dovish Pikdusha, and when they dab Michidah, they didn't say Baruch. So they gather, 10 people gather together, they say Baruch Hu, and then you say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yavod, let's all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that's all they're going to say, Baruch Hu. So that's not right. If you say Baruch Hashem, Baruch, you have to follow up with something. So many shuls in Eretz Yisrael, it's a common practice. In America, many people picked it up from Eretz Yisrael. They have at the end of Ma'ariv, they have Baruch Hu Basra. In case people came late to Ma'ariv and they missed the Baruch Hu at the beginning, so somebody says after Alena, after everything is all over, then they say, someone says Baruch Hashem Baruch, everybody answers Baruch Hashem Baruch, and everybody walks away. So that's what half of the Rishonim say, you're not allowed to do that. Baruch Hashem Baruch means let's all join together and say a Baruch, and then you don't say. So it's Chuchat Lula, it's Chira Fegida. He said let's say a Baruch, and you're not saying any Baruch. So even though they all said the first Baruch of Kriyashma, since they said Baruch, let's say a Baruch, if they would have said Rav Soloveitchik, if they would have said Baruch before Aleinu L'Shabeach, so it's Nicha. Don't say the Baruch Basa after the last Kaddish after Aleinu. Someone should say Baruch Hashem Avayrach before you say Aleinu. You say Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol. We're going to say a Tefillah, a Shevach Takodesh Baruch. But many have the practice to say Baruch Basa after. Say Baruch Basa after they already said Aleinu, after the Kaddish Basra. Then you say Baruch. So that's not proper, many say. Rav Soloveitchik said where he came from in Europe, they would allow some, I think, not where he came from, he said in Brisk, wasn't it? Sometimes he would say over Minhagim from where he lived, sometimes he would say Minhagim from Brisk. He said, in Brisk, they would allow a hoichek kedusha. As a person missed chazaras hashatz, and he's davening bechidus, he's not going to have kedusha. You don't say kedusha in the middle of tefillah balachas when one is davening bechidus. So he wants to make a hoichek kedusha. So he gives a clap and he says, "Baruch atah kenem kevasen." He says shmona esrei. Says kedusha. There's a whole 10 people there. They all answer kedusha. He says till the end of Akela Kodesh and Shai, then he finishes the Shmoneh Esrei Belachas. So they would, in Bris, they would permit people to say Hoicha Kedusha, but they wouldn't permit people to say Hoicha Baruch Hu Basro. If you'd say the Baruch before Aleinu, then you're saying a Shevach. But you're going to say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, but not going to say a Shevach, so that's not proper. So they would gather the 10 people of Dav Mechides, already said the whole Brichas Kriyashma. But they didn't say Baruch Hu, so now they're going to gather together, say Baruch Hu, and then you have to follow with something. So even though I already said Yotzerah Baruch Hu, I already said the first Baruch Hu, I'm permitted to repeat the first Baruch Hu. We're all tenemas. I'm permitted to repeat the first Baruch Hu again, in order that the Baruch Hu that we said, we didn't say Baruch Hu B'yichidus, in order that the Baruch Hu shouldn't be a Chuchot Lula. Say Baruch Hu Hashem El Kamba, you don't follow with anything. So you should say what normally comes after the Baruch Dahainu, Yotzeror Baruch Hashem, until Yotzeh Hamaris. You repeat again the first Baruch, even though you already said it, you repeat it again. So that's a major...
The Sadim say Baruch before Aleinu, Baruch Basra.
Oh, so before Aleinu is Dicha. Let's say Shachris also. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Brurah, he has this. There, some people will come late to Shul in the morning, to Shachris. So they'll miss Baruch Hu. That's pretty late. They'll come after Baruch Hu. So if it's Sheni B'chamishi, and you're going to have Kriyas HaTorah, and the Kohen Levi Yisrael, all three are going to say Baruch Hu, so then there's no need to make a Baruch Hu Basra before Aleinu. What for the people who came so late after Kriyas HaTorah? They missed all the three Baruch Hus in the Kriyas HaTorah. We're not mechuyev to take care of them. The people who miss Baruch Hu, we feel bad for them. So we're going to make a Baruch Hu Basra on the other days of the week. Sheni v'chamishi, if they came so late that they missed the three borchas in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, we don't have to make any takara for them. So when do you say the Baruch Hu Basra? On Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag from the Magen Avraham. The only place that he ever saw this was in Broyas. But it's not a Broyas minhag. It's straight from the Magen Avraham. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. People don't believe it. So the after everybody finishes tefillah balachash, before the chazan starts chazor sashatz, and Avol goes up, someone is saying kaddish anyway. Avol goes up and he says chatzi kaddish after tefillah balachash, and then he says baruch hashem baruch. Everybody says baruch hashem el yom avod. Then the chazan starts chazor sashatz. So even though the people are not saying any bracha, but the chazor sashatz is on behalf of the whole tzibur, so it's considered as if everybody said let's say a bracha. And they all say a bracha, the hainu, the chazan says the chazor sashatz. It's like saying bracha before aleinu. So the aleinu is the shevach. So here, the chazor sashatz will be the shevach. But that meaning, I only saw it in Broyas, but it's in the Mishnah Berurah. People don't believe it, it's in the Mishnah Berurah. So that's the first din. In person malashma, if less than a minyan. And the machlok sarishanim, why didn't the people, what are they saying now that they didn't say before? So half of the rishanim say that the Kedusha in Yotzerah, Kedusha de Yotzer, it's called Kedusha de Yotzer, may not be recited with less than a minyan. So when they davened Bechidus before, they said half of the Yotzerah bracha, they left out the middle chunk, they left out the middle part. So they're permitted to repeat the whole first bracha again because they left out the middle part. It's interesting, there's a din in brachas. The Gemara has a drasha in Yuma. It's, I think, a few tests. The Gemara's comments with the Barto Bum, the Loi Bitfilo. What does that mean? So Rashi has one shot, and Taisus is there, and Yuma, the few tests on the base, and it's a Taisus and Brochus also. So the Taisus learns with the Barto Bum, Poshib Shabbat, the Barto Bum, Shivtacha Bevisachi. You should recite Kriyashma. You should recite Kriyashma every day. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation with the Barto Bum. You're permitted and obligated to talk. In the middle of Kriya Shema, you're permitted to be mafsik, to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. When is that a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema, but the Barta Bum? Someone came in and says, good morning, good Shabbos, something, Shalom Aleichem. And if you're not going to answer him, he's going to feel insulted. So the Mishnah Berurah says that his mother said the whole thing doesn't apply because all the people that come to shul know that you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Davi. Apparently this Mishnah was in the days of the Tanoim that a lot of people came to shul and they didn't know you're not allowed to talk. So you're going to say good Shabbos, good morning, Shalom Aleichem, and he's not going to answer. Going to feel insulted, so Mishim Kovet Abiyas, he mechuyev to answer. So that's Mepnei HaKovet, not to hurt his feelings, Mepnei HaKovet, you're permitted to be Mavsi. So that's the drush of the Torah Shabbat Pevet, the Barta Bum Veloy Betfilo. If you're in the middle of Shemana Esrei and somebody says, good Shabbos, good morning, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Then you're not allowed to answer back. What happened to the Kovet Abiyas? He's going to feel insulted. Why you didn't answer him? So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik always used to quote from the Kotzke Rebbe. He used to say that Yiddish, that the Kotzkerevflagzogna, every Jew has to have a vest with two pockets, one on the right side, one on the left side, and he has to have a piece of paper written with a posik in each pocket. One posik, he should have the posik. Ma'anesh kisiz kirena ben'adam kisiv kedenu. Human beings have no chashivas whatsoever, and there's shiflus adam. And the other pocket, you should have a piece of paper that has written, v'atachasre me'at me'elokim. That every human being has a mile of Tzelem Malakim, but you all have Tzelem Malakim square. We have Bonim Lamokim. Bonim Lamokim means just like the children carry over the DNA from their parents. So we have Tzelem Malakim square. We have extra because we're Bonim Lamokim. A deeper degree of Tzelem Malakim. So you have to be, on the one hand, you have to show respect for all human beings. So in the middle of Kriyashma, we are Makbid on Kovar Abiyas. So someone greets me and I feel he's going to feel hurt. He's going to feel insulted if I don't respond to him. So you have to respond. With the bar to bum, you should be mafsik in the middle. Sometimes the Tanoim have a machlokes on the detail. Bein haprokem, beemtz haperek, b'nei hakovet, b'nei hayira. Different shitas in the Mishnah, Meir Rav Yehuda, and the Mishnah and Brochas. But they all agree there's a din of mafsik. You should be mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema because of kovet abiyus al chashivas ha'odom. And in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, then we say, in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, they're both correct. Shifla Sodom and Gadla Sodom. There were different Musa yeshivas in Europe. So it's known that in some Musa yeshivas, they emphasize Gadla Sodom. Slabotka, they emphasize Gadla Sodom, Hashiva Sodom. And in others, the Vardik, they emphasize Shifla Sodom. But they're both correct. They're both psukim and Tanakh. Sometimes you have to emphasize God, sometimes shiflus. So in Kriya Shema, the din is v'dibarta bam. You should be mafsik from Pnei Kavar Abiyas. In Lashman Esrei, you should not be mafsik. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says what's called Beina Prokim. So then Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mishnah in Brachas. Beina Prokim is after Yotzer Hamoros before Abba Rabba. In between Avarabba and Shema, in between Shema Vayam Shema, in between Vayam Shema and Vayoyma. And then in between Ani Hashem, Lekechem Hashem, Tzeischem, Yeretz Mitzrayim, and Emes V'yatziv, so that's a machlokes Satanoim, and we follow the Shita that since it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, where it says Hashem Elokim Emes, so we should say right away, we shouldn't pause. We shouldn't be mapsik at all between Ani Hashem Lekechem and Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'munah, because of that pasuk in Yecheskel, Hashem Elokim Emes. But otherwise, there's a din Yetzirah Baruch Hashem is one long bracha from Yetzirah Baruch Hashem till the end of Yetzirah Hamor is one long bracha, and that's Bemta Perik. So then the Shulchan Aruch adds on. That's what it says in the Mishnah Brachas. Bein HaProkim is between Yetzirah Hamor and Abba Rabba. So then in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes a Shita that in the middle of Yetzirah, when you finish Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvar Hashem Emkam, he didn't start Lekel Baruch Nimesi Teinu, he didn't start Lekel Baruch yet, that has the status of Bein HaProkim. Why does it have the status of Bein HaProkim? It's in the middle of a bracha. He started Yetzer Hara Baruch Hashem, he ended up Yetzer HaMoiris. Why should it have the status of Bein HaProkim? But the Mishkan Yankov has a tshuva. It's interesting. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah quotes that one. He doesn't always quote the Chidushim of the Mishkan. Every so often he does quote, but he doesn't always quote. So the Mishnah of Yaakov says, we don't paskan like this sif in Shulchan Aruch. This sif is all working on the assumption that you're not of these Rishonim who said that after Baruch Kavod Hashem and Kamer before the Kel Baruch, the Mosi Tena has the status of Beina Prokim, that Shaloi Kalocha, that's only according to this, follows the Sheet and Rishonim, that you're not allowed to say Kedusha the Yotze B'Yechidus. But just like Kedusha in Shemona Esrei is a Davisha B'Kedusha, you need a minyan, so Kedusha the Yotze is also a Davisha B'Kedusha. So when a person davens B'Yechidus, he leaves out the whole middle part of that bracha. He leaves out the middle part about the Malachim saying the Shira. So since if people would have davened B'Yechidus, they wouldn't have said Kadosh Kadosh. So even if you want, whether you're saying or not, right before the Kel Baruch Nimoisi Tenu, that has a status of Beina Prok. Because a lot of times if one would daven Yechidus, he wouldn't be saying that whole section in the middle of the first Baruch Yetzirah. But the Mishnah says we don't follow that opinion. The common practice is when people daven Yechidus, they say the whole first Baruch. And we learn a person on Hashemah is a different reason why. You need a minion to be Paris al Hashemah. Not because the Yechidus, they wouldn't say Kadosh Kadosh, they would say B'Yechidus also. But in order to say Baruch Hu, you need a minyan. It means, and when you say Baruch Hu, you can't just say Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yom Vod, and walk away. You have to say something. So we permit you, we require of you to say the first Baruch Hu a second time. Even though you already said it the first time when you daven B'Yechidus, you say it a second time. In order that it shouldn't look like Chuchot Lula. You're going to say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yom Vod, going to walk away, not going to say anything. Like saying Baruch Basa after Aleinu at the end of Marv. That's not proper. So that's what the Mishkan is Yaakov claims, that that Sif and Shulchan Aruch should not be accepted la'alochem. Shulchan Aruch says that after Baruch Kvar Hashem and Kaimai, before the Kel Baruch the Moshe Tena has the status of Bein HaProkim, the Shaloi Kalocha, that's only according to the Sheet and Rishonim, that Kedusha the Yotzer needs a minyan. So it says, for Porsam al Hashmai Lidimim, and Oivim Lefnei HaTeiva means the Shliach Tzibur. To have Chazaras HaShatz, you need a minion. That's Tefillah. This Tefillah, just like that's what we said many times in Rav Soloveitchik. And it's the Shulti Gedorim, the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. On the side of the Rif, you have the Chazaras of the Shulti Gedorim. So he said, just like there's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, there are different dinim. The main difference is that a Korban Tzibur has to be paid for the Machzah Shekel money. A Korban Yochid, if you can't afford to bring a Korban Yochid, I know that you and Mechavah Shabbos B'Shoigig, you have to bring a Korban Chata. So you took an edit to bring a Shlomim or an Oilo, and you can't afford it. So what are you going to do? So I can donate the money, I can give money to the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll send you a letter. A donation was made to purchase a Korban on your behalf, and we plan to be mocking the Korban on your behalf. Is that okay? So the Gemara has such an institution, a Magdish Almanashi is Kappa Bachaveru. I gave the money, I was Magdish a carbon with the understanding that you're going to be Yotze the Mitzvah with it. Even though you didn't pay for it, I paid for the carbon. There's a Pasuk, the Gemara knows it, learns that from a Pasuk, that such a thing is legitimate. Usually the Baal HaKarbon, the one on whose behalf the carbon is offered, Baal HaKarbon is the one who pays for it. Here there's an institution learned out from Xavier Sarkos about Aram. He wouldn't know that such a thing exists. A pasuk that there exists. Magdish Amanashe is Kappa Bochavera. So during the period of the Baisheni, there was a fierce dispute between the Tanoim and the Tzedukim. There were many periods of time in the Baisheni when the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash was controlled by the Tzedukim. So they were doing everything not in accordance with the traditions of the Torah Shabbat. So one of the Inyonim, several of the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainus, it has a list of all the Yamim Tovim that were added on by the Chachamim during the period of the Bayis Sheni. So several of the holidays that they celebrate, all of the common denominator of all the holidays in Megillas Tainus, they all have something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, every time, there were several times they were victorious, so it had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. They saved the Beis HaMikdash from defilement or from destruction. If the Goyim, if the Yevonim would have been victorious in the battle, they would have either defiled the Beis HaMikdash, used it for Avodah Zarah, or they would have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Every time the Hashmonaim were victorious, they made a Yontav because the Beis HaMikdash was preserved B'Kedushasai. And then the Gemara says when the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash were improved, So there were years that the tzedukim were running kohanim. A lot of kohanim were tzedukim. Kohanim gedolim, a lot of them were tzedukim. So there were periods of time where they committed wealthy families to donate millions of dollars, and they hung up a sign, all the karbonis tzibur, all the tzibur himself in this year, have been funded by the Goldstein family, by the Goldfarb family, whatever. And they would announce that they paid for it, and everybody should be makatoiva to them. So the Gemara says, according to our tradition, that tzibur is not yetzi, the karbonis tzibur. If it's paid for by yochid, that pasuk only applies to a korban yochid. Korban tzibur can have someone else magdish, amanashi is kaper hatzibur. The tzibur has to pay for the machzah shekel money. So the Gemara says, one of the yamitoivim in the Megillah Steinitz was when he took him to Nida. The Korban Tavim was established to be done properly, that the money should be, the Korban Tzibah, the Tzibah himself from every day, should be paid for with the Machzah Shekel money. That's called Mamana Tzibah. If a private family gives the money, even though the Moisel Tzibah, they say they want these Korbanas to be on behalf of the Tzibah, that's not acceptable. That Fosik, that the Gemara Nozir learns that from that Fosik, that there is a din magdash hamanashi is kapa b'chaber, only applies to the korban yochid, does not apply to a korban tzibur. So that's the difference between, just like there's a difference between korban yochid and korban tzibur, there are quite a few differences. One of the differences is who has to pay for it. Korban tzibur has to be paid for with machzah shekel money. That's the only way it's going to be considered korban tzibur. So too, the Shilt Gimon writes, there's a tfilas hayochid and a tfilas hatzibur. So when the Yochid davens Balachash, let's say you have 100 people davening in Shul, Tfila Balachash simultaneously, that's a Tfilas HaYochid, Tfila Bitzibur. But then when the Chazan repeats the Shemon Esrei, that's Tfilas HaTzibur. So that's what the Mishnah says, Ein Oivron of Ne'ateva, the Pachas Me'asor, you need a minion. Why is that? So many usually say, because in the Chazoras HaShas of Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Ne'ilah, Meirav, we don't have Chazoras HaShas. But in Shachris, Musaf, Mincha and Ne'ilah, that you have Chazoras HaShas, you're always going to say Kedusha. And Kedusha is a Dovish, a big Dusha. So merely you need a minion for the whole Chazoras HaShas. And Rav Nefnei HaTevor, unless you have a minion. Because Chazoras HaShas is considered a Tfilos HaTzibur. It's Tfilos HaTzibur, you need a minion. Because the Kedusha part is going to be a Dovish of the Kedusha. Yeah, we mentioned, I think, last time when we learned, it's an often a Taisus like that, that the Gemara learns that out from a Pasuk, Minah HaNemili. First piece of Gemara after the end of the Mishnah here, Achav Gimel on the base, the Maseches Megillah and the Bavli. Gemara learns that out from a Pasuk, V'negdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein points out in his Chuvis, the Din applied the din deraisa. This is a din derabbanon called the tikkun rabbanon. Came deraisa tikkun. The din derabbanon is patterned after the din deraisa. The din, you can't say kaddish kedusha baruch without a minion. That's a din mederabbanon. That's what Tosis points out. Tosis in brachas and in other places. Tosis assumes that the halacha that you need a minion for davish b'kedusha is only mederabbanon. The pasuk is a real drashig mura deraisa for a different din, for the din yoharig bal yaver. We say in Kriyat Shema twice every day. You have to demonstrate our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes we have to give up our lives. So when is that? When they say Yehorek Val Yavar? So there are three klolim, basically. On the Gimel Averus HaChamuris, on Avodah Zarah, Gilei Ra'ah, Shvicha Zomim. So the din requires, usually the din is that because Nefesh is Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. You have the Pasuk, V'chai Bohem Elosh Yomis Bohem. You call Knabish Yedarach everything. But the three Averis HaChemuras, Averis Zorg, Alarash HaChazdomim, so we assume it's never Mutter. It's always Yehorek V'Yavah. Life is not worth living if you have to violate any one of these three Averis. Averis Zorg, Alarash HaChazdomim. What about Shari Surim? So Shari Surim, if it's B'Frahesim, B'Frahesim means B'Fnei Asorim Yisrael. If the Goy is threatening to kill me, if the guy just robbed the bank and he holds a gun and he says he wants me to drive the getaway car and he doesn't know anything about Shabbos, doesn't know that I'm a Shem Shabbos, and he's forcing me to be Mechal Shabbos, not Miskavon Lahaber Al Adas, that's not your Horeg Vayavar. But if it's Kavonas HaGoy is Lahavira Al Adas, he wants me, he knows that it's against my religion. I'm an Orthodox Jew, and Orthodox Jews don't drive a car on Shabbos, and he wants Lahachas, he wants me to violate the Shabbos, but he wants me to eat Chazer. And he says he knows that I'm not allowed to eat chaz, but he wants me to violate my religious convictions. So then, if it's b'knei asorim and yisroch, the 10 Jews present at the time, then you say yehoreg lo yavur. And if it's shas gzeres hashmad, if the government made a gzer against the Jews, that they're not allowed to keep Shabbos or kashrus or whatever, then even if it's not b'knei asorim and yisroch, since it's shas hashmad, it'll become public knowledge and it's considered as if it's already b'farhesia. So there, Moshe said, that's a real din deraisa, that yehoreg lo yavur only applies if it's b'farhesia. So there wouldn't be, the Gemara says in Brachas, that if you have 9 B'nai Chorin and 1 other K'nai, you can be Mitzar from 1 other K'nai to a million. You only have 8 B'nai Chorin and 2 Avodim K'nai, you can't be Mitzar of 2. You can only be Mitzar of 1. The Gemara tells a story that the Tana Rav Lezer came to the Beis Medrash. There were only 8 adults who were B'nai Chorin, and he had 2 Avodim. So 1 Eved he was Meshachrer. So he had 9 B'nai Chorin, and then he was Mitzarf, the other Eved to the minyan. He could be Mitzarf 1 Eved. And Taisus quotes an opinion there, and Brochus around Afman Bova, so that just like he can be Mitzarf 1 Eved, he can be Mitzarf 1 Kotten. A Jewish child before Bar Mitzvah can have a minyan of 10 Ketanim. Even a lot of shuls have a junior congregation, so they have a minyan, so to speak, a make-believe minyan of children before Bar Mitzvah. So the Lechem Chamudis, the commentary of the Tosfos Yontif, written by the author of the Tosfos Yontif, on the bottom of the Rosh on Brachas, so he says, Rav Soloveitchik said that it was correct. He said on his own like that, like the Tosfos Yontif writes in the Divrei Chamudis. So he writes, Mitam Chino, the Ketanim should say Kiddusha, they should say Chazar Sashatz. But if they're going to have a minion of 10 Ketanim, that's not a minion. Let's say you're going to have a kot mitam chinuch, you should shake a lulav and an esrig. So you got to give him what they call a chinuch set. Chinuch set means the esrig is not kosher and the lulav is not kosher, but the kid doesn't realize that. So the Gemara Mesukah, the first Dhamma Sukkah said, you're not allowed to do that. Chinuch has to be a kosher Mesukah, and it has to be a kosher lulav and an esrig. You can't give him a posel of one and say it's for the purpose of a chinuch. The kid doesn't know the difference. Chinuch has to be with a kosher chepter shal mitzvah. So he says, for the purpose of chinuch, the children before bar mitzvah can daven for an omer, okay. But you have to have 10 gedolim. If you have only a junior congregation, only the leader is bar mitzvah, or 5 of them are bar mitzvah, that's no good. You have to have a minyan of 10 gedolim. Then the kotten can say, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch or whatever. But you can't have a junior congregation of ketanim, and then they're going to say, Dvarm She B'Kedusha, that's keneged adin. It's like using a posel of lulav or a posel of sukkah for the purpose of chinuch. You don't have a minyan, you don't have a minyan. So that's what Moshe says. The din that you need, 10 gedolim, b'nei chorin, b'nei bris, and every k'nain is not mitztarif, and a kotn is not mitztarif, and a nisha is not mitztarif. That's all 10. On the level of the rise of minigeti, harg v'yavar, you have to have all 10 should be gedolim, b'nei chorin, b'nei bris. He can't be mitzar from one kotten or one avik nine and one isha. And again, the dovish of bigdusha requiring a minyan. Taisu said that's only medirabbanim. Called the tikkur rabbanim ke'en deraisa tikkun, doesn't have to be 100% the same as the din deraisa. So there, the Gemara says you can be maker if there's one avik nine, you can be mitzar from to the minyan. If there's one kotten, so Taisu has one there. That was a common practice years ago. I remember when I was a little boy, a lot of times in shuls they would be mitzar. One cotton to the minyan. Thus it discusses that there was a minyan, you only mitzarf the cotton if he holds a sefer Torah in his hands. So some say if he holds a chumash in his hands. So Thus makes fun of the whole thing. So Rav Soloveitchik also used to make fun when he said, should we have the kid hold on to a chumash? So he said, better he should hold on to a siddur. He should hold on to the siddur and he should know what he's davening. Not hold on to the chumash. Thus it makes fun. What does it help hold on to a sefer Torah? And even if there would be something, but a chumash, a printed chumash, is not a sefer Torah. It's on paper. It's not on parchment. So that's what Moshe points out. Yeah. Tosfos has this discussion. Tosfos assumes that it's only the Rabbanim, because there was a debate in the days of the Rishonim. Can you ever imagine a situation where you're permitted to violate a din d'oraisa in order to fulfill a mitzvah d'Rabbanim? So they discussed the following case, which is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. Someone dies on Yontif, on the first day Yontif, and is buried on the first day of. We rarely have that. We rarely have that someone is. It's a din in the Chumash. It says kaviti b'rada b'yamahu. It's a mitzvah says it to bury the person the same day that he dies, before the shkia. And even if he were unsuccessful, he died 5 minutes before the shkia. It's not b'chdei she'asu to bury him before the shkia. So then there's a loy says le'sol in the v'las al ha'eitz alona. Like lina, passes by korbanos. If you have a korban, it's nifsa belina. If you leave it overnight, you weren't makir before alois hashach, it's nifsa belina. So the same is by a mace. Kavetik b'rada b'yamahum is before the shkia. And if you couldn't bury him before shkia, it wasn't b'chdei she'asu, at least you should try to bury him before alois hashach, not to violate halonos ha'mace. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the middle of Sanhedrin, in the Mems, what if Helinehu lechvodo lehavile orim etachrichim? They did halonos ha'meis lekaver ha'meis. The Torah gives the reason. The Torah says zol nevelas ha'etz kikilas of lekim tolu, because man was created with tzelem alekim, and Bnei Yisrael have a deeper degree of tzelem alekim. So we have a din of kaver abrius even after death. By the umas ha'olam, there's a din of kaver abrius calls man the person is alive, and he's fulfilling his sheva mitzvahs b'nenech. So you have to give him kavod abrius. The mocker for the mitzvah of kavod abrius is the posuk in the beginning of Parshas Samor, that a kohen is not permitted to be metami to meis unless it's one of the zayin kroivim. Then it's lo yitamo. So that's a machlokes. The Gemara has a soita. We learned soita together. Gemara and soita has on the gimel and aleph machlokes. Rabbi Kivi, Rabbi Shmuel, on three psukim and chumash whether they're reshus or they're chayvim. So one of them is. It says, if the Kohen's sister died, she didn't get married yet. His young sister didn't get married yet. So then, lo yitama. So Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yitama means he's permitted to be metame to the sister and to the Zayin Kroivim. And we paskin against that. We paskin like Rabbi Kiva, lo yitama is a choiva, even if he doesn't want to be metame. Metame also bal kocha. He has to show kavod ha'meis, kavod ha'brius, but by violating the din of Kedushas Kuna. And the Rambam holds that it only makes sense if he's a Kohen Zohar. A Kohen is Muzer al Atumah, so if he's got to be Metamel Ameis, that's Chilul Kedushas Kuhuna. So then it shows Kavod Ameis. He shows Kavod Ameis, how important. He's even going to violate his Din of Kedushas Kuhuna out of Kavod Ameis. The Rambam writes, but Bas Kohen, or to Lebe Yisrael, where there's no prohibition to be Metamel Ameis, then the Rambam thinks that there's no Chiyuv, Lo Yitama Choyva. Rambam thinks it only makes sense if the one is going to be betame him, the one is going to be betame to the relative is a kohen, and it's forbidden for him to be betame to any other mace. Nefesh leitame biyama, not allowed to be betame to a mace, but if he's betame to the zayin kohen, that's a way to demonstrate kohen mace, kohen abiyas, by violating the Dushan's kohen. The rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. Rashi also, many Rishonim disagree. They hope no. Even if he's not a Kohen, even if he's a Levi or Yisrael, he's not forbidden to be Mitame to any other mace, even though he's allowed to. But still, if he doesn't show up, that's a violation of the Kavod. It doesn't show up to the funeral. He's not participating in the funeral of the Zayin Kroivim. So that's a violation of the Kavod. So today, we rarely have such a case that a person is buried on the same day that he died. Because we always call up the relatives. And the relatives live in Abrakam Fasaret. Years ago, they didn't have telephones, they didn't have email. So there's no way to notify anybody. So who's going to show up? Whoever's going to show up to the funeral tomorrow will show up to the funeral today. May as well have it today. But today, that they always call up their relatives. So it's very rare that they bury a person the same day that he died. But the Mishnah says that that's permissible. Why? Because the Torah says the reason for this din, the nefesh leitama biyamov. Well, no, what is it? The reason for the din of lasal and of lasal ha'etz, kikilos alakim tole, because man was created with tzelem alakim, and he sort of have a deeper degree of tzelem alakim, you call it bottom ha'mokim. So the Torah says, we're not allowed to leave the mace overnight because it's a violation of kavod abrius. What if they were male in the mace, in order that it should be more bekavodik, to have the children come in from Abrakam Fasaretz and to notify all the people in the community, so there'll be a bigger crowd at the funeral. So whenever you do halonos hameis, letzorach hameis, so the Mishnah says that that's permissible because the Chumash gives the reason right next to the prohibition. So in the days of the Rishonim, there was a big machlokes, the Bahag and the Bali HaKaisris, and the Shulchan Aruch, the machlokes to Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. What if a person died and was buried on the first day Yom Tov? So whenever you bury on Yom Tov Rishon, you bury on Yom Tov Amimim. A Jew is not allowed to do a malacha for, that's not Ochel Nefesh, that's not Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're not allowed to do the malacha, not allowed to dig a grave, not allowed to do any malachas. So whenever you have a kvuras on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to have any kvura either on Yom Nochrim. But on Yom Tov Rishon, we would permit kvura if it's Ayyadei Amimim. If the Nochrim, Amir and the Nochri, we would allow. And on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, even Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, which we usually treat as Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichto, and you don't have any kulas on the second day, more than you have on the first day, but chutz mikvuras hameis. Kvuras hameis, we say, since Yom Tov Sheni, Sof Kol Sof is only the Rabbanon. Even Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah is not the Reis, it's only the Rabbanon. So for so many centuries, they always had Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah is more common than the other, but still only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, then it's even mutter to bury all the day Yisrael. So let's say they buried someone on the first day Yom Tov. So you have a conflict now. Should the person observe Avelus or not? So on the one hand, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. You should rejoice. And a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov applies even on Rosh Hashanah, not only on Shavuot Shavuot, where it says "Machta b'chagecha," the Shagas Aryeh is a whole tshuva. The reason that din is even a din of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur as well. That's why we say Shachyano in Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There is no Kiddush, but we say Shachyano because there is a chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur also. So we have a dilemma. We were kovers hameis ayidei nochrim on Yom Tov Rishon, so there's a din of kovar rabbis to observe avelus, and there's a din of simchas Yom Tov. So usually we have a din esei deicha loisei esei, but we have a klal ein esei deicha esei. The Gemara says on the last daf in Chulin, the last omer aleph in Chulin, Chulin ends on an omer base. On the last omer aleph in Chulin, the Gemara says ein esei deicha esei because mayul nehay esei nehay esei. How did you decide which of the two essence to fulfill, which of them to ignore? So we usually have the rule, ein essay, because my only hayese. How are you going to determine which is more important? So the Gemara says, Asvara, why Simchas Yom Tov should take precedence over Kfuras Hameis? Because Simchas Yom Tov is essay de Rabbim, the whole Klal Yisrael has to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov. And Avel is only essay de Yachid. So Gemara says, whenever there's a conflict, it can't be both at the same time. You can't observe Avelus and Simchas Yom Tov at the same time. It's a type of disaster. Either you observe Avelus or you observe Simchas Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Osi Esi de Rabim, Vidochi Esi de Yochid. Esi of Simchas Yom Tov is Esi de Rabim. All Klal Yisrael has to fulfill that mitzvah. And the Esi of Avelus is only Evo Yochid Asiloch. It's only this family is sitting Shiva. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Bahag, Tosfos in a few places quotes the Halachas Gedolos, and the Mechaber Paskens like the Bahag. All the Chach Misvara, Paskens the Rambam and the Ramban, all the Sfardish Paskim, all like the Bal Halachas Gedolos, like the Bahag. Bahag, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos was written in the days of the Geonim. They're not sure exactly who wrote it, but Tosfos says, called Varm Divikabola. They are traditions from the days of the Amoraim, and we always have to be respectful of his opinions. So the Bahag is of the opinion that the first day of Shiva is a din deraisa. The first day of Shiva is a din deraisa. So he says, the Svara, the Esed the Rabbim is Deuche, the Esed the Yochid, that only applies on the second day Yom Tov, where the whole Simchas Yom Tov Nachamol, where the Shiva, the observance of the Shiva is only the Rabbanon. So then you say, Asi Esed the Rabbim, Deuche Esed the Yochid. Where he says on the first day Yom Tov Rishon, if you have the first day of Shiva, someone died and was buried on the same day. Yom Amisa v'Hakpura, so the first day of Shiva is their Isa. So then he says, you don't say Osi Asad Rab Noche Asad Yochid. We say Davelus, you have to observe Avelus and Rishon. No, I said it over wrong. No, I apologize. The Shaila is, someone died and was buried on the second day Yontav, not the first day. The second day Yontav is only the Rabbanon. Simchas Yontav, the whole Yontav Sheni is only Shagot, only the Rabbanon. Even Yontav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, it's only the Rabbanon. So if someone died and was buried on the second day of Yontav, so the whole Simchas Yontav is only the Rabbanon, but the Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. So the Bahag postulates a klal, you never adoicha a mitzvah deraisa because of a mitzvah derabbanon. Since there's a din of Avelus Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva is deraisa, to observe all the dinim of Shiva, the first day is deraisa. So if it's on Yom Tov Sheni, that the Avelus Yom Rishon is on Yom Tov Sheni, you have to observe the Avelus deraisa, even though it's going to be in violation of Simchas Yom Tov. And the Balei HaTosfos say there is no such klal. There is no such klal that you never doicha a din deraisa because of a din derabbanon. So Tosfos brings the raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, that Gemara is in Gittin and in Brochas. Rabbi Lezer came to Shul, and there were only 8 B'nai Chorban in Shul. There was no, usually they say, what do they call the Jewish Shul at center? The Jewish center, because I was looking for the center, looking for the 10th person to make the minyan. There were only 8 people. There weren't 9 people. There were only 8 B'nai Chorban in the Shul, adults, and they needed 2 more. So he was Meshacher, one of his 2 Avodim, and then he had another Eved, was Mashlem, the Ninyan. So you can be Mitzarev, 1 Eved, K'nani, with 9 B'nai Chorban. You can't be Mitzarev, 2 Avodim, to 8 B'nai Chorban. So he was Meshacher, 1 Eved, K'nani. So Tosfos said, he was Meshacher, when you're Meshacher, Eved, K'nani, you're in violation of a Din D'Raisa, the Olam Hem Tavoidu. That's what the Gemara says, in Saita Dav Gimel Amalam, that's one of the 3 psukim where there was Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a Rishus or a Chayva. So Rabbi Shmuel says, the Yoylam Ahem Tavoida means, if you have an Eved Ivri, you have to set him free after 6 years, it's Yotze B'Sheish, or you have to set him free when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoyvel. But if you have an Eved Knein, if you Yoylam Ahem Tavoida, you can keep him even after Yom Kippur Shal Yoyvel, and even after Sheish, he doesn't go free. I'm a Shachar Abda, if you're free, you're Eved Knaini, except the Shen B'Yayin. If you knock out Shen B'Yayin and want to chop Tal Rosh Yevarim, then also it's Yotze L'Cheres. But if you didn't knock out Shen B'Yayin, there's an Iser Essay, the other Mem Tavod, you're not allowed to be Meshachar Avda. That's how we pass on like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer violated the Din D'Araisa of the other Mem Tavod, the Iser Essay, in order to be Mashlim the Minyan. So Tosfos says, the requirement to have a minion to say Dovah Shebikdusha is only made the Rabbanon. That's where Moshe Feinstein got it from. The Pasuk is a din deraisa. That's when you get to the din of Yehorig Val Yavar. That you only say Yehorig Val Yavar, Asher Averis, if the Averis is done, Befrayes, Befnei Asora. So you say, there you can't be Mitzarif one Kotna, Mitzarif one Isha, or Mitzarif one Eved. No, you need all 10 should be B'nei Chorin, B'nei Bris, men, after Bar Mitzvah. When it's a din the Rabbanon, a Dovah Shebikdusha needs a mean, that's only the Rabbanon. The whole idea of Dovah Shebikdusha needs a mean is only the Rabbanon, but called the Tik Rabbanon Ke'ein deraisa Tikkun, pattern after the din deraisa, but it's not equal. So therefore, by Dovah Shebikdusha, you make all that one Eved Knaini can be Mitzurev, according to one opinion, it tells us one Kotlin can be Mitzurev, according to one day in the market, even one Isha can be Mitzurev. Shulchan Aruch never even quoted that. That there's one opinion that one Isha can be, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Even though the Mechaber never mentioned that you should not, there's one opinion in the Mishnah, and one Isha could also be Mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos claims the proof from that Gemara that sometimes you can have a mitzvah de Rabbanon is doicha a mitzvah de Adin de Araisa. Because you want to be Mitzarev, one Eved K'nayin to the minyan, so you go and you're Meshachra, you have 2 Avodim K'nayin. You only have 8 B'nai Chorin. You Meshach 1 Eved K'nayini in order to be Mitzarif and Tumi. So you violated a Din D'Araisa in order to gain a Mitzvah D'Rabbanon of having Dovah Shebikdusha B'Asor. The whole need for Dovah Shebikdusha B'Asor is only made in Rabbanon. That's what Rav Moshe said. We got it from that Tosfos. Yeah. So that's a fundamental machlokes Tosfos and Bahav. Can you ever have a hechetimtza? The Bahav holds me taras where it doesn't make sense that you should violate a din deraisa in order to gain a mitzvah midrabban. How can you ever be docha a mitzvah derabban? It's never docha a mitzvah derais. And Tosfos says it's not true. Tosfos says you have it in this case. The Rosh has the famous comment. Unless you'll say that they needed a minyan because of its Parsha Zohar. Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and you need a minyan for Parsha Zohar, but it wouldn't appear so in the Gemara. It doesn't sound for the Gemara that it was Shabbos Parsha Zohar. So that's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch, a chiddush from the Rosh. That if you take out a Sefer Torah and you read Parsha Zohar on your own, you're not Yotzi, you need a minyan. How did the Rosh know that? The Gemara never says you need a minyan. But that's what it sounds like from the Rosh. Rosh says, unless you say that it's Parsha Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, and then he's Meshachar the Eved, that's an Issa Deraisa, in order to gain Parsha Zohar, that's a Mitzvah Deraisa. But Tosfos said, Parsha Shabbos wasn't Shabbos, Parsha Zohar. That's what the Achrayim talk about. What do you mean? You're allowed to be Meshachar and Eved Kenaini on Shabbos? Isn't there an Issa Mecca for Memkar? Tosfos quotes, there's a Tosefta, we don't have it in our Tosefta. Tosfos, we have a Mishnah in the end of Beitza, that ein mekatshin, you're not allowed to be mekadosh an isha, b'yontif kavachayim b'shabbos, why it's gzeira shema yichtov. Usually when you get married, you fill out a ksuba, you sign a marriage license, you have to fill something out. So you're not allowed to be mekadosh an isha, the same reason why you're not allowed to do mekach hamamkar, gzeira shema yichtov, that's I'm selling you a sefer. And you got only $15 or whatever for the sefer. So even though I give you the sefer now, I'm not taking any money. You're not allowed to make mekach hamamkar shabbos. Zeir shem yichtov. He may write down he owes me $15. He may write down he owes me $15. So it's zeir shem yichtov. So that's in the Mishnah. Ein mekatshin. Not allowed to make kaddish and ish. What if you have a get written from before Shabbos? Would you say you're not allowed to give the get on Shabbos? Also zeir shem yichtov. Maybe, yeah. Akzera, he may fill out the get on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, on Yom, Akzera Shem Yom. So Tosfos claims it's a Tosefta. We don't, on the side of the Gemara, it says we don't have such a line in the Tosefta, that you're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos Yom. But Tosfos claims that there's such a gift in the Tosefta. So if you're not allowed to give a get, Akzera Shem Yichtov, on Shabbos Yom Tov, probably not allowed to be Meshach and Ebek Nani either. On Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here the Rosh suggested maybe it was Parsha, Shabbos Parsha Zohar. It's not Mashma so. Not Mashma, but if it would have been Shabbos Parsha Zohar, it would have been a Din Deraisa. Then it would be easier to understand why he violated an Issa Deraisa in order to gain to hear Parsha Zohar. To hear Parsha Zohar. Anyway, that's the Rosh that they quote in Shulchan Aruch. But that Rosh, it would appear from his suggestion, unless it says Shabbos Parsha Zohar, he's assuming that he needs a minion to be Yotze Parsha Zohar on the level of their Isa. Just if you take the Sefer Torah, you read on your own, you're not Yotze. In Sefer Achinuch, it says that women are not mechuyev to hear Parsha Zohar, because the whole idea of the mitzvah of Zohar Shkas Alach HaMolek is, we should remember the din, Zohar Lo Sishkach, so that when it comes time to wage war against HaMolek, all the men who are drafted into the army will participate. But the women are not drafted into the army. Women never go into the combat. It says when you have a Mechemes Mitzvah, there are no exemptions. Usually there, if it's a Mechemes Rishus, so the Meshoch Mechama recites the Parshat Nechumish, Mihirish Asher Asish of Lelekoch, Mihirish Asher Notekerem Lechilalo, Mihirish Asher Bonem Bais Veloch Anoch, Yelech V'yoshu Lebeisa. So the Mishnah says that's only by Mechemes Rishus. But by Mechemes Mitzvah, there are no exemptions. They go, what do you mean? The chosam mechuposai goes to the front lines. He goes to active duty in battle. The women are not drafted in the army. So what do you mean, kala mechuposai? Means that the women are never drafted into the army. That's the first daf in Kiddushin. Gemara says, Noshim labanais mevet melchamaninu. Women are not supposed to be drafted into the army. So what does it mean, kala mechuposai? No, the kala has to leave a chuppah. Now in Eretz Yisrael, so many men are in the army, so a lot of them were farmers. So they have to have women come. My daughters are running all over in Eretz Yisrael, helping out to pluck off the fruits and the vegetables that shouldn't get ruined. So the women have to cook food for the soldiers. Or the women have to keep records, do other things. Kala Michuposa. But the Kala is not drafted into combat. You don't draft women into the army for combat. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that women are not mechuyev to hear Parsha Zohar, because women are never drafted into the army, so they don't have to know anything about Amalek. It's not their shaykhes. So the Menachas Chinuch questions the correctness of this Sefer HaChinuch. And in Germany also, this Erev Nos Nadler, who was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer, he lived in Frankfurt for many years, Erev Nos Nadler was also not so convinced. So by the Yekis, I live in Washington Heights, so a lot of Yekis have this practice, that on Shabbos Parsha Zohar, the women are busy at home, they can't go to shul in the morning, they have to take care of the little children. If they have little children, they can't go to shul. So 5 minutes before Mincha, in Shabbos afternoon, Parsha Zohar, so the husbands stay home, and the wives hear Parsha Zohar in shul. So that's a shaila. And in some shuls, when they lay Parsha Zohar the second time for the women, they don't have 10 men. They only have women. And according to the Rosh, this Rosh seems to say, you need 10 men men HaTorah to be out in Parsha Zohar. Because the Rosh was saying about this machlokes, the Bahag and the Balei HaTosfos, do you ever have a situation where because of a mitzvah the Rabbanan, you're going to violate a din d'oraisa? The Tosfos says, yeah, you're Meshachar and Eved in order to have a Dovash HaBikdusha. Dovash HaBikdusha is only with the Rabbanan. Meshachar the Eved is an Issa d'oraisa. And nonetheless, you're allowed to violate a din d'oraisa. Meshachar Abed Ovel Esay, in order to fulfill the mitzvah the Rabbanan, of having a Dovash HaBikdusha. So the Rosh said, unless the Shabbos Parsha Zohar, then it'll be their eyes. So the Rosh is assuming that you need Asori, Gedoyle, Menechor, Mirei Bris, need 10 men to be Yotzei Parsha Zohar. If you don't have a minion, you're just laying from Parsha Zohar, and the Chumash, you're not Yotzei. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who just passed away a year or two ago, so he wrote a thin sefer, Heoris on Tanakh. So he put out the few editions of the Sefer. So on one occasion, his mother passed away. So he put out, in memory of the mother, he put out a new edition of his Sefer, Heoris on Tanakh. And then he has Chidushi Halochas that he heard from his mother in the name of the Chazon Ish. The mother of Reb Chaim Kanievsky was a sister of the Chazon Ish. I think there were 12 or 13 children in the family. All the boys were Rabbanim and all the girls were married to Big Talmid Chachamim. So the Chazon Ish was the one who read the Shidduch. He wanted the stipler to marry one of his sisters. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when he put out a new edition of his Heoris on Tanakh, so he added on a few pages, Divrei Halacha that he heard from his mother in the name of the Chazon Ish. So one of the Divrei Halacha is this. The Chazon Ish said that the women shouldn't feel obligated to go to shul for Parsha Zohar because Halacha L'maisa, we hold like that Sefer HaChinuch. Even though the Menachas Chinuch wasn't happy with it, and Reb Nos Nadler introduced in Germany that they should have the women should come to shul, they should lay Parsha Zohar. But Mikra Adin, the Sefer HaChinuch is right, that the women are not Mobuchoyev, they should come every week to hear Kriya Sater. But if they don't have the practice of coming every week, they're not mechuyev to come specially for Parsha Zohar either. Yeah. So that's a chiddush that the Rosh has, that you want to yotze Parsha Zohar if you have a sorah that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch from the Rosh. So the Mishnah is listing off all the things that you need a minion. So many of them are because of Dovash HaBikdusha. And Parsha Malashma is because either Kedusha, the Yetzer is a Dovash HaBikdusha, or Baruch Hu is a Dovash HaBikdusha. You can't just say Baruch Hu without saying the next bracha. However, if Nea Teba Chazaras HaShatz is a Dovash HaBikdusha, you've got to say Kedusha in Chazaras HaShatz. And Naisim Tapeim, is that a Dovash HaBikdusha to Duchen? You can't Duchen. Usually we do Duchening in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So what does it say that you need a minion for Duchening? You only do Duchening in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Obviously there's going to be a minion. So that's what the Mishnah Brurah explains, what it says in the Mishnah. It means like this. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, what if you started Chazoras HaShatz, there was a minyan, but then by the time it comes to duchening, we duchen on Yontif, and it comes to duchening, you no longer have a minyan. You have nine people. You have eight or nine people. So if so many people left that you don't even have a regular minyan, you don't even have six, the Bal Tfila, the Chazan, the Shleir Tzibur with another five, you don't even have a right minyan left, so then you have to stop the Chazaras HaShatz. But if you have a right minyan left, you have the Chazan and five Mispalalim, five people in the Tzibur, six. The six out of ten is a right minyan. So then you can finish the Chazaras HaShatz, but you can't start a new topic, a new inyan of a Davish Bikdush. So that's what the Mishnah says here. You started Chazaras HaShatz, you had 10 people. In the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, 4 people left. Now you only have 6. So you permitted to complete. Because that's the Yerushalmi says on this Mishnah. When you started, you had a minyan. You can finish the whole Chazaras HaShatz, and you can say Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards also. But you can't have duchening, because duchening is a new unit. So you have to have 10 people when you start the duchen. Have to have 10 people may start to do. So that's a question up here. Duchening is a dovish bikdusha. That's why you need a sora. So some rishonim say it's not. It's learned that from a different marker. The one never says what the marker is. Could be it's learned that from a different marker that you need a sora for the duchening. Someone told me that Rav Soloveitchik, when he gave the shurim in Maria, I don't remember this. I guess I wasn't there for this part. So they say that Rav Soloveitchik threw out a possibility that the Mishnah says in Saita Bamigdosh, in the Beis Hamigdosh, when they were duchen, the Ike duchen is in the Beis Hamigdosh at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kavanas Tzibur. That's the Gemara in Saita has like that. We learn that from the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, I think it says. Aaron said duchening, that was on the Shmini Le'Miluim. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shivas Me'Miluim was the last 7 days on Chodesh Adar. And then Shmini Le'Miluim was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first 12 days in Nisan. Each Nasi Achal Layam, Nasi Achal Layam. That's what we learn in the Tanakh. First 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, the 12 Nasiim brought the Korbanos. So the mother learns that from that passage. You only have duchening at the conclusion of Akrobus Kabbalah. So the Ika Makam of duchening is in the Beis Hamikdash. Hamikdash, when they duchen, they used to say Yudke Vodke Kirchsova, like the Kohen Gadol pronounced it on Yom Kippur. Whenever you pronounce Yudke Vodke in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not a person who's drinking a cup of soda, a cup of tea, go to say Shakal Nebedvaray. So that's it doesn't have any shaychus, but the Beis Hamikdash happens to be in the Beis Hamikdash. He's eating the Sar Karbonis, let's say the Kohen has to eat in the Azor, the Chatos, in the Osham, Kochi Kochim have to be eaten in the Azor, and he's thirsty, he's going to drink a little Coca-Cola. So that doesn't have to be, he has to eat Chatos in the Osham, Kochi Kochim have to be eaten in the Azor, but the Shahakal is not Meyuchet for the Azor, but the Vid, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that's a din in the Azor. And the duchening, when they say Yirech Hashem v'Yishmerecha, that's a special kiyum davke in Migdosh. We assume that even chutz l'migdosh, you can duchen at the conclusion of Akrobas Kabbon, at the conclusion of Akrobas Kabbon Sibur. We probably mentioned this already. The Mishnah Buran Simen Kuf Chav Ches. Kuf Chav Ches Azola is the first simen in the second chelik of Mishnah Buran. So Simen Kuf Chav Ches Azola dinim of duchening. Zias Kapai. So in a footnote, not in the Bir Halacha and not in the Sharatzion, there's an asterisk on the top of the page, and it has on the bottom of the page. He quotes Rabbi Yankee Femner, writes in his Sefer Morik Tzia. Morik Tzia is Rabbi Yankee Femner's Sefer on tour in Beis Yosef, Chelik Orachai. So he writes a duchening, this man says only the Rabbanah, because we don't have any Korban Sibur. More learned after that Pasuk in Parshish Mini, I think. You only have duchening at the conclusion of Hakrobas Kabbonis. So Yankee Femner says that Bismanah said we don't have any Hakrobas Kabbonis, that all duchening can only be maximum the Rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's wrong. With all due respect, it's wrong. But he has rice from the Gemara and from the Sifra that Duchening with Zmanes are still the rice. So the Keren Ira, Rab Soloveitchik said over in the Yard Sach here, the Keren Ira on site, they asked the Kasha. But Rabbi Yank Vamden is wrong, but he's right. He quotes the Gemara. You only have Duchening at the conclusion of Akrobus Kabbana Siba. How can you have Duchening the rice at Zmanes there? So that's what the Keren Ira gives the following answer. Rab Soloveitchik elaborated upon it. So he says, we daven, and we must have said it more than once. We daven in the Shemana Esa, Shema Kolena, Kadol Berachamim, Averotz, and Estfil, saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept all of our prayers. Then we say right after, Shema Etfilo, Esa Hashem Kenem Amchi Solavis Filo, some please accept all of the prayers. That's what you just said, all Baruch Hu, Shema Kolena, Kadol Berachamim, Averotz, and Estfil, saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shema Etfilo, what do you say? The next Baruch is exactly the same. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Kevinar explains it, but the kids are nimitz. So they explained it with more elaboration that the Balat Tanya writes in the Geras HaTshuva, in the end of the Tanya, that the verb Ritzui appears on Tanach Ruba de Ruba in connection with Karbonis. Or you have in the Mishnayis, there's a question regarding the carbon. So if the carbon is kosher, so it says Hurtza. The carbon is posel, it says Loi Hurtza. The Balat carbon is not Yurtza, the carbon was not kosher. So when you say Shmakaleinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the prayers. And you say, Hashem Elokeinu Ma'amcha Solavis Filos, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept it and consider it as if we brought a carbon. So what kind of a carbon is it? So when a person davens tefillah belachash, just like this carbon yochid and carbon tzibur, so this tefillahs are yochid and tefillahs are tzibur. So when the yochid is davening tefillah belachash, and he offers the tefillah, it say, he succeeds Menat Torah in converting his tefillah into a korban yochid. When the Chazan is saying Chazara Sashatz as tefillah satzibur, and he says Shema Kaleinu Ritzei Be'amchisol Abis Filosam, so Shema Kaleinu means accept the prayers. Ritzei means please accept the prayers and consider it as if there's a ritzui, as if I brought a korban. So what kind of a korban is it? It's a korban tzibur. So when the Chazan says Chazara Sashatz, he says Ritzei, that succeeds Manatoira Achidish, that succeeds Manatoira in converting the Tfilas HaTzibur into a Korban Tzibur. So the Bracha Ritzei enables us to Duchen. So the Karinari said, that's why this Adin, Kokan Shaloi Okaragla Ba'avoida Shuven Oileluch, Avoida is the Bracha Ritzei. Why is that? Because Ritzei means accept the Tfilas and consider as if he brought a Korban. So we call that the Bracha Ba'avoida, Avoida Sakarbonis. And when we duchen, we usually say, what's the piyut that we add on?
Sarah Allah Hasiraseinu.
The tefillah should be ka'oilach a carbon. You should consider the tefillah as if we brought a carbon. That's really, that piyut is to spell out the meaning of the term ritzei. It's abayam chisala bisfilas, mean, cleans. Please accept the prayer that we offered as if it were considered a korban tzibur, because the chazan is davening tefillas hatzibur. The ritzei converts the tefillas hatzibur into a korban tzibur. So it's the bracha ritzei that enables the kohen to duchen. So that's why the gemara has a din. Kol kohen shalakal aragla b'avoyda, if the kohen didn't start walking towards the bima before the chazan finishes psachzana and nena, before he finishes the bracha before moedim, shuveinu oilu l'duchen. Because it's that bracha of Ritzei that makes it possible to duchen. That's what makes it considered as if it had been a korban tzibur. So that's what Rav Solomon Tomer Soloveitchik suggested in the Shurim Maria, that maybe this din that you did a minyan for duchening, why is it a davar shebekdusha? So he made a suggestion that maybe in Migdosh, when you duchen, the Gemara considers it like avoida. Because it has to be at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbana Tzibur. So the Iker Avoid is really in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not like Stam saying Shehakol when you're eating the Besar HaKrabonis. They probably didn't say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokein Maham Shehakol Nibidvar when they said Shehakol. They probably didn't say the Shem Amfarish Kichsovoy. Shehakol is a din that applies all the time. When they duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Miyuchat to the Beis HaMikdash, then they said the Shem Kichsovoy. And when the Kangol said the video Yom Kippur, that's a Beis HaMikdash, the din. The video has to be a chelik of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So since the Duchene has a connection with the Beis Hamikdash, so the Gemara says Bamikdash, the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin says Bamikdash, the Yister Karam, Yister Peranz, Hashem Hamfarish, Kichsavoy. So Rav Soloveitchik, that's what they told me, he made a suggestion, maybe since they're pronouncing the Shem Kirchsova, maybe therefore it had a din of Dovish Bikdusha. But Bikvulin, maybe it only needs a minion with the Rabbanon, because called it the pattern after the din deraisa, the Ika din duchening is in the Mikdosh, when he said the Shem Amfarish Kirchsova. An interesting suggestion. But the Pashto says that duchening should not really, it doesn't need a minion because of Dovish Bikdusha. It's a different thing. At the conclusion of Karbonas Tzibur, so you have to have a Tzibur. If you don't have a Tzibur of Asaras, so you can, even though there was a minion at the beginning of the Chazaras Hashatz, but when it comes time for the Duchani, to the Bracha would say, four people left, and you only have six. So truly you have six, you can finish the Chazaras Hashatz, because you're finishing what you began when you did have a minion, but the Nesias Kapayim is a new unit. So you need a minion when you start. Then it says, Enkorim Batorah, you have to have a minion to lane. We assume laning is a Dovish Bigdush. Why? Why is laning? That's a question. Because each Oyla Latara says Baruch Has Hashem and Baruch. That's why. Because it's a Dovish Bigdush, or even if you don't say Baruch, whatever, that's a question. So Kriya Satara is Dovish Bigdush. So if you started Kriya Satara, you had 10. And then 4 people left, you only have 6. See, it's made to finish the Kriya Satara, but you can't say Haftarah, unless when you start the Haftarah, you have to have 10. Haftarah is a new unit. So even though you had 10 in the beginning of the Kriya Satara and 4 left, you can finish all of the Aliyahs, but you can't lay the Haftarah. The Haftarah is a separate unit. You have to start all over again. And that was the Shaila, the Keset Mishnah, they made it the Sofik. The Mishnah said, "Zmanatanoim only the first Olah LaTorah." The Kohen said, "Asher Bracha Banu," and the last Olah LaTorah. The Mafta said, "Asher Nosan Lana Torah Semes." Then, in the days of Rav and Shmuel, the first generation of Amoraim, they changed the practice because people were walking in, walking out. So a lot of people came so late, they missed the Bracha. They missed the Bracha and the Asher Bracha Banu, the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah. So they may think incorrectly that you don't have to say a bracha before Kriya Satara. And some people would be leaving in the middle of Kriya Satara. They never lasted to the end. They went to the junior congregation or whatever. They walked out to the Kiddush Club, whatever. So they were never there at the end. So the Gemara says there'll be people who will think that there's no bracha before Kriya Satara. Others would think there's never any bracha after Kriya Satara. So in the days of Rav Shmuel, they changed the practice. Have every Olah LaTorah as their bracha before and after. So that was the suffix that the Keset Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yosef Kara's commentary on the Rama. It's called the Keset Mishnah. So the Keset Mishnah raised the suffix. Was that a major change? That now every Aliyah is a separate unit? That's why every Aliyah needs a bracha before and after. In the days of the Tanoim, the whole Kriyas HaTorah was one big unit. So if it's Chila Basara, if they started the Kriyas HaTorah with a minyan of 10, and then 4 people left, you have 6 remaining in shul, you can finish till the end of the whole Kriyas HaTorah. But maybe now that they made every Aliyah has a bracha before and after, maybe each Aliyah is a separate unit, and you can't say the next Aliyah if you don't have 10 people, like you can't say the Haftarah, like you can't duchen. Even though you started the Chazaras HaShatz with a minyan, you can't duchen, because duchen is a separate unit. You can't say the Navi, and after the Navi, because Haftarah is a separate unit. So maybe now every Aliyah is a separate unit. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karb, he wrote the Kes Mishnah earlier, and Kes Mishnah has this suffix. By the time he wrote to Shulchan Aruch, he was poshet, and he said he can finish the whole Kriya Satara even Bizman Azeh. It wasn't a major change. He didn't change it in such a way that you should treat every Aliyah as if it's a separate unit. But the Mishkan HaSankev has it, Shubha, he thinks we should pass in the other way. Common practice is not so in all the shuls. A lot of people have to run to work, so they run out the middle of Kriya Satara, Shein HaMisha, they're going to be late from work. So, and then you don't have 10 people by the time you're finishing the Kriyas HaTorah. Sheni v'chamisha, you don't have 10 people in the shul. And nonetheless, that's the practice. You finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and they finish till Kaddish Tiskabel. They say the Kaddish Tiskabel at the end. That's a shaila. Let's say it's not a day with Kriyas HaTorah. a regular day, not Sheni V'Hamishi, and at the beginning of the Chazaras HaShatz, you had a minyan. And then they said the Kedusha, and then part of the minyan disappeared. Now you only have 6, 7, 8 people. You don't have 10 people left. So can you say the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachnun, and then say Kaddish Tiskabel after a Volitzion? Or do you say, no, you can only say one Kaddish. Can't say two Kaddishim. You don't have the whole minyan any longer. Whatever you began, in Meschila Basara or Goymrim. So they began Chazaras HaShatz with a minyan, so they can finish the whole Chazaras HaShatz and one Kaddish. But you can't say twice Kaddish. So Chatzi Kaddish after Tachon and then the Kaddish Tiskabel after Avolat Zion. So Rabbi Kevega writes, you can say both Kaddish. So others are not so happy about that. They say, maybe you should skip the Chatzi Kaddish and only say the Kaddish Tiskabel. Maybe you can only say one Kaddish at the end. That's what Shaila and did. Rabbi Kevega says you can say both. But the Kaddish after Alena, that not. The Pashtus is, that's a Machlekes and Mechaber and Ramo. Mechaber writes that the Kaddish after Aleinu is only a Kaddish Yosem. After No Yisayimim, who was saying Kaddish for the first 11 months after the parent dies, so no one has to say Kaddish after Aleinu. It's not like the Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu or the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachnon. That's part of the Davin, Kaddish HaMapsik or the Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. No, this is... The Mechaber holds that the Kaddish after Aleinu is a Kaddish Yosem, but if there is something you don't say. So the Mechaber holds that Tefillah B'Tzibur is over when you say Tiskabel, Kaddish Tiskabel after Avolat Zion. That's the end of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Mechaber writes, they're allowed to take off the Tefillin. After the Chazan said Kaddish Tiskabel after Avolat Zion, that's already the conclusion of the Tefillah B'Tzibur, so the people can take off their Tefillin. And the Ramah recommends not so. The Ramah is in two places. In one place he says, proper practice should be, he's quoting an earlier source, an earlier sefer. Proper practice is that somebody should say Kaddish after Aleinu, even if there's no Ovel. Just like the Kaddish Tiskabel is part of the Davin, and the Chatzi Kaddish after Yishtabach is part of the Davin, the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachnon is part of the Davin. It has nothing to do whether there is an Ovel or not. So the Ramah quotes an earlier source, that the Kaddish Sholem, B'lit Tiskabel after Aleinu, is the end of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and someone should say it even if no one is in Avelus. So the Shita Soi, the Ramah writes in the other place, you shouldn't take off the Tefillin until after somebody said the Chatzi, the Kaddish Sholem, B'lit Tiskabel after Aleinu. Because until you say that Kaddish, you didn't finish Tefillah B'Tzibur yet. So both the Mechaber and the Ramah are saying that's what Rav Soloveitchik understood. They're both saying the same thing. Everybody should keep on that tefillin until after the tefillah b'tzibur is over. But the Mechaber and the Ramah argue, when is the tefillah b'tzibur over? So the Mechaber holds tefillah b'tzibur is completed. When you say Kaddish Tiskabel Tzolos and the Musa, finished, then everybody can take off the tefillin. And the Ramah holds that tefillah b'tzibur is not completed until after somebody says the Kaddish Sholem B'lit Tiskabel after Aleinu. And that's Lishitosa, that he says someone has to say that Kaddish, even if there's no Ovel, who's in the first 11 months after the Avelis began, someone has to say the Kaddish after Aleinu. That's how Rav Soloveitchik learned the Machlokes, yeah. Then the Gemara says you have to have Asara to say the Birchas Avelim. What is the Birchas Avelim? So Tosis explains over here, there is a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Ches. Tosis said there is a Gemara in Brochas. The last two lines in the Tosis, the Amar Rav Yitzchak, Anchot Gimlon, the last two lines in Tosis. So they say, Avol Bishol Bichas Hamazon. The Gemara says, the benching is over when you say, Boinu Rachma of Yerushalayim Amed. The benching is over. Then Hatayv Amed to love their Isa means that it's not part of the Birchas Hamazon, even in the Rabbanim. It's not part, the Natar is not part of the Rabbanim. It's a separate bracha that you recite after the benching is over. The benching is really over when you say Boinu Rachma of Yerushalayim Amed. And Hatayv Amed is a separate bracha. The Gemara proves it because Noida Lucha doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Malchei Olam. You don't have Shem and Malchus. And Rachim Noah doesn't begin Baruch Atah. why don't you need Baruch Atah Pasachas B'Baruch and Shem Malchus? The answer is because it's the bracha smucha lechavato. So how come the fourth bracha does begin Baruch Atah Shem Ken Malchus? Because Atah Meitiv is a separate unit. It's not called smucha lechavato unless it's one kiyum together. Like the 19 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei is one unit. It's all part of the same Shemoneh Esrei. Birchas Hamazon till the end of Barim Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen. That's bracha smucha lechavato. Atah Meitiv is a separate bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the Birchas Hamazon. It's all finished. So the Gemara says that's why it's Pesachas Bebar. So the Gemara says in Brachas, in Perek Shalosh Yishochu, that the Beis HaAvel, when they mention this Atah Meitiv, they add on a line that's unique to the Beis HaAvel. So Tosfos thinks that all you need is Shlosha. Aval B'Shal Birchas Hamazon, that added line that they add in the Beis HaAvel, you don't need a mezuman of 10. If you have a mezuman of 3, that's good enough. And Yerei Day, that's a big machlokes achronim. Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, look in the end of Yerei Day, that it's a machlokes. So many have the practice, like Tosfos, that if there's a mezuman and the Beis HaAvel, if there's a mezuman benching together the whole 7 days of Shiva, so the mezuman and Atah Meitiv, they add on that line in the middle of benching. So Tosfos says, when the Gemara says you need 10 people for the Birchas HaAvel, it's not talking about the line that you add on. Birchas HaAvelim in the Mishnah doesn't refer to that line that you add on in the middle of the bracha Teva Meitiv. It's a different bracha that they said, a bracha for the Avelim and a bracha for the Menachemim. So you have to have 10 people aside from the Avelim. However many Avelim, I say a separate bracha for the Menachemim and a separate bracha for the Avelim. Yeah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to point out, B'Shem Rav Chaim. It could be that it's not. You see, we have Nicham Avelim twice. We have Nicham Avelim in the cemetery right after the Kfuras, they make a Shura. Our meaning is that the Avelim walk through, you have Benachemim in two lines and an empty space in between the path, and the Avelim walk through, and the people standing on the two lines are Mokem Menachem Eschem. And then people come to be Menachem Avol and for the Shiva, for the first 7 days. So you have Nicham Avelim is a mitzvah bin Adam Machavei, right? And we do it b'chidus and we do it b'tzibur. So over here also, you have, let's say, Simchas Chasam Ekala. So it's also a mitzvah bin Adam Machavei, right? So you do it b'tzibur, you say Sheva Brochas, if you have a Sudas Chasanim. Sheva Chasanim, it says, Birchas Chasanim Basara. There's to be Misamech, Hasamakala is Biachidis. Everyone who comes to the wedding should be Misamech. They should crack jokes, they should give matonas, they should dance and make frelot, they should play music. And it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled the tzibur as well. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Rambam says also, tzedakah, everyone gives tzedakah Biachidis. Then you have a kupa shalir. So the Rambam says, Me'oilam, Rambam writes in Hilchas Matan Sanim, and he talks about tzedakah. He writes, "Me'odlam la'shamayinu of any Jewish community where there's no kupish al tzedakah, that mishulachim go around from home to home and they get tzedakah b'yichidus. People give b'yichidus, and there's no kupish al tzedakah for the whole tzibur to do tzedakah b'tzibur." He said, "I never heard of such a Jewish community." So apparently, the tzedakah also there must be. Rav Soloveitchik found that it seems to be two different parashias in Chumash about giving tzedakah. One is the chayvus hayachid, one is the chayvus hatzibur. So he suggested a possibility that all mitzvahs ben adam achaveira, simchas chasam v'kala, and nicham aveilim, and to give tzedakah, maybe all of these mitzvahs have an aspect that has to be fulfilled, b'yichidus, and an element that has to be fulfilled, the tzibur as well. The Gemara has a drash on the pasuk, you have to give the only day machsar asher yachsolo. What is asher yachsolo? The Gemara has a famous comment, afilu sus lirkov olav eved loritz lefonov. If he used to be a very wealthy person and he lost all of his wealth and now he can't afford it, but he's doing well. He's making ends meet. He's not a poor man. But he no longer has the sus lirka vola. He doesn't have a eved loritz lefana. So we have an obligation to give him tzedakah. What kind of chiyuv tzedakah is that? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe there are two parshias. Maybe that parsha of tzedakah is only the chayvus hatzibur. The tzibur has a chiyuv if it's possible, Tfilah has a chiyuv to try to give him day machzor sheyechzolo, to give him, bring him back to the standard of living that he used to have before he lost all of his wealth. But the pashtus is that that's not included in the chayvus hayochid. If the wealthy man comes to me as an individual person, I'm not mechayev to give him. He's richer than I am. Just that he used to be even wealthier. He used to have an eretz eved laretz lefan of a sus lirka vola. Now he doesn't have it anymore. That's an absolutistic thought that maybe that's only chayvus hatzibur to give de machzor sheyachzalav what he used to have before. That's what he said b'shem Rab Chaim to answer Tosfos Kasha. There's a famous Tosfos in Bava Basra on Daf Ches on the base. The Gemara says that in the days of the Amoraim, there was sometimes bikoifim al tzedakah. They would see certain people in the community made a fortune of money. They weren't really giving enough tzedakah, so there would be bikoif for them to give tzedakah. So the Rishonim are all bothered with the Kasha. There is a Gemara in Chulin, beginning of Perek Kol HaBosar, the Perek that has all about Basar B'Cholov. So you have a few additional topics there. A lot of dinim of the Tilus Yadayim are there in the Perek Kol HaBosar. So then the beginning of the Perek, the Gemara has a din, any mitzvah says, Shemat Nuschor B'tzida, and Bezer Shalmata Koif Malav. Let's say, Kibar Aviyyem. It says, you should Kabir Savichu Semecha, Laman Yarichon Yomecha. So the Gemara says, Kibar Aviyyem is a mitzvah, so say, Shemat Nuschor B'tzida. The Torah promises you will be rewarded with Arichas Yomim. So we don't have to be koif for him. The Torah promised that if you'll be Mekayim Kibar Aviyyem, you'll be rewarded with Arichas Yomim. That should be enough of an encouragement that he should want to do the mitzvah. So we don't have to be koif al mitzvah. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. It says by Tzedakah, you should give Tzedakah l'man yivarech Hashem alakecha, in order that you should have an Arichas Yomim. So why don't we consider Tzedakah a mitzvah? Says l'man tzchor b'tzidah, so ain bezel shamata. Koif malah, doesn't shouldn't be koifah, because the Torah promises a reward for the people who will give tzedakah. So various terutzim are given by Tosfos and the Rishonim. So Rav Soloveitchik said over one of the terutzim in the Shita Mekubetzes, he said Rav Chaim said it over in the following way: En bezna shalmata, bezna is not koifah. Bezlin is not kaifa the yochid to be mekayim his mitzvah. But by tzedakah, it's a chayvus hatzibur. So the bezlin is kaifa people to give tzedakah, that bezlin should be mekayim their mitzvah. Not that the kaifa has to force us that we should be mekayim our mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzedakah has to be fulfilled on two levels. On the level of the yochid, kol yochid v'yochid, has a chayvus hayochid to give tzedakah. And the whole tzibur has a chayv to give tzedakah b'tzibur, b'toras tzibur. So bezlin should be kaifa al tzedakah for the tzibur to be yotzei their mitzvah. Forget about bezin is not kaifan kibur aviyim or other mitzvahs shemat nitzchor b'tzida. They won't be kaifan the yochid that he should be mekayim his mitzvah. But hereby tzedakah the kaifan in order that they should be mekayim their mitzvah, that the tzibur should be yotzei tzedak. Yeah, that's a famous debate people say over on Atosis and Bava Basra and Dav Ches on the base, I think it is. But the Gemara says the Amoraim the kaifan alat tzedakah, the Rishonim ask it, but it's a mitzvah sesei. And this, last week's Seder, we read about Yehuda. The Ramban has a famous comment, the Chashmonaim were Chassidi Elyon, they were holy tzaddikim, but they lost that in the end because they violated Tzavoas HaZokain. Yankov Avino left the Tzavoa, lo yosu shevet miYehuda mechayki v'mbei raglov. The Malchus should belong to Shevet Yehuda. So that's why they quote Midrashim, if they mazach Yehuda l'malchus, how come Yehuda had this chus to become the melech? No other sheva. Because anochi eravenu, because he was prepared to accept achrayus for the other person. The other brother didn't accept. The other Yehuda was the only one who said, anochi eravenu. The melech has to be a person who's a bal achrayus, who's mekabel orvis for other people. My boys learned them. I have three sons, so all of them learned in Baltimore Yeshiva. So Rabbi Neuberger, Zochan Lebracha, was the brother-in-law of Rabbi the Rosh Yeshiva in Rabbi Rudiman's brother-in-law. So he established the Yeshiva Rabbi Ruderman said the yeshiva. I mean, he established a yeshiva on a very fine level. So the last few years of his life, he wasn't 100% healthy. But on Shabbos, it always had his wife had passed away already. So others prepared the food for him. And he wasn't 100% well. But he would have boys eat by him on Shabbos. So one of my youngest son said the few times that he ate by him, every single Shabbos he would say the same thing, the end of his life. The boys have to have achrayis. The boys have to feel responsibility for all the other Jews. They have to go to the, he insisted all the boys have to go to the hospital on Friday, there were no shiurim, have to go be mevakeh chaylim, all the patients. And when the nurses in the hospital, and they all knew, oh, it's from Rabbi Neuberger, they let the boys come in to go visit all the patients. But many, after the Second World War, there was such a churban haTorah. So many Talmidei Chachamim were slaughtered by the Nazis, and they burned Sforim, and they destroyed all the yeshivas. So the Orthodox Jewish community was obsessed in rebuilding Torah. So they were working to rebuild Torah. So there were quite a few years, it's still now. Every week a new Sefer would come out. There never was such a gevaldige Sefer. Sforim on Ribbis and Shabbos and Kashrus and everything. Kol haTorah Kula. They were working so hard to rebuild the Torah, the other Mashivas, but they neglected the Kiruv. Nobody was Mekab, so they have so many secular Jews in Eretz Yisrael, secular and anti-religious. If he would have done some more work to be Mekab with them, there's so many secular Jews in America, as if the mitzvah of Kiruv is only Lubavitch. If you're not Lubavitch, you don't have to do Kiruv. Kiruv was very important. It's hard to believe that on Shmini Atzeres, everybody was sleeping. How can it be that no one realized what was going on? I think it's clear that there was an Einish Min HaShemayim. The Rebbe Shalom had to wake us all up. There was so much violation of Shabbos and Yontav, anti-religious activity there. We have to be Oisik more in Kiruv Rechaikim. We have to be Makariv more people in America. When all the anti-Semitism came out, when I had that big rally in Washington, so many people were in the Sura. They want to have a little, they were shaken up to their roots. They weren't sure about their personal identity. Who are they? Are they Jewish? What are they? Because we were very negligent in the Kiruv. So that's what we all have to work like Yehuda. Yehuda was Zerich HaLamalchus because he was Mekabel Achrayis. He said, Anochi Yarevenu. They all have to be more arevim to the non-observant. A lot of them are thirsty for a little hiskarbos. You tell them they don't know anything about Yiddishkeit. You tell them. One of my grandsons is a chaplain in the Israeli army now. He's not in combat, but he's a chaplain. So one of the boys in the army pulled him to the side and he asked him, maybe show me privately how you put on tefillin. He hasn't put on tefillin in the last 25 years. He forgot what you're supposed to do when you put on film. And other people pull them to the side. They're all embarrassed. So they pull them to the side. Can you explain to them privately without any pirsum? What's this? What's Yiddishkeit? What's this about? What's that about? There's a big thirst that people want to know. So we should try to do a little more Kiruv. That's what we should have been doing it much more earlier. It's really our fault. This whole Muhammad is our fault. Okay. We should all be healthy. Leonetta, next week we'll continue.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Yasha Karach.
Welcome to you.